Welcome to today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm your host, Logan Mance. On today's program, we have Director of the New Opportunities Guthrie County, Rhonda Huggins. All right, I'm speaking with Guthrie County New Opportunities, Rhonda Huggins, and thank you so much, Rhonda, for joining me.
Thank you for asking.
First topic that we'd like to talk to you about with Guthrie County New Opportunities is the Weatherization Crisis Funds. What can people know about these funds, and how can they take advantage?
Okay, so we're kind of out of LIHEAP, or the heating assistance phase. That ended April 30th, so now when you come in and apply for assistance, it's called weatherization. It's the same application, only you don't get a payment to your heating to your heating provider. It will allow you to be eligible for crisis funds should you need it for either your heat or electric provider. That same application will make you eligible also for LIWAP or water assistance. That is, if the city that supplies your water or the provider that supplies your water has a contract with New Opportunities. Not all cities do. I think most of them in Guthrie County do now. We keep adding to our list. So if you need help with your water or your electric or your heat, please contact us. We can make sure you get an application in and try to assist you.
And what is the timeline of this contract with weatherization crisis funds and water assistance? How long does this contract last?
Okay. Weatherization will run until the end of September, which at that time it goes back over to LIHEAP or heating assistance. The water contract that we have with the state of Iowa actually runs through September of 2023, or until the funding runs dry. And right now, I think we're okay, but I think it was like a two-year program to see what the need was, and I think we're proving that, at least in the state of Iowa, the need is great for help with water.
And the New Opportunities Guthrie County offers a lot of good things. The clothing closet is one of those, and it seems like you're going to switch over and do a different type of clothing, right?
Right. So right now we're only taking spring and summer. The winter stuff is gone, and I have no place to store anything. So if you do make a donation, please make sure it's something for spring and summer. Going forward, you know, that'll change again in the fall. But if you're going to bring clothes in, make sure that they're spring and summer, that they're clean, that there's no stains on them. And basically the way I look at it is if I'm going to put something on the hanger in our clothes closet, it's going to be something that I would not be afraid to wear myself. So, you know, hopefully we don't get dirty items or stuff that's torn, because that stuff's just going to go right into the garbage. We're not even going to mess with that. So anyway, so clothing closet. Also, if you want to come and shop, most all items are 50 cents a piece, and those funds just go back into helping us pay for our programs here.
And Rhonda, how important is it for the Guthrie County New Opportunities to get people in and donating summer clothing, and also for people to come in and be able to get summer clothing? How important is it for families to be able to get affordable clothing?
I think right now it's really important because everything's going up. So, I mean, we get some really, really nice kids' clothes in here. And I would think with summer coming on and school's out, if your kids need some summer clothing, you know, come in here. Why not just pay 50 cents an item, as, you know, instead of ordering it online, because, you know, everything's going to go up right now with inflation. So these things are very affordable. And, you know, we are open from right now. Our summer hours are 8 to 4:30. You can come in and shop during those hours any day, Monday through Friday, and get some really good stuff for a little bit of nothing.
And then along with donating clothes or coming to get clothes, the food, you're taking food money donations and also gathering food for the food pantry. Could you talk about that?
Correct. Right now, we are doing an awful lot of food pantries for folks. I think it's only going to get worse instead of better. And we are giving our clients, they're able to come in and get pantry once a month. We are, you know, ordering every month from the food bank. We are taking donations. You know, most all of the local churches donate, but still we are having trouble keeping up. Right now, you know, I can't get eggs. I can't get them from the food bank. And of course, with the situation with the bird flu, I can't get them from our other egg suppliers. So, you know, maybe somebody would like to donate some eggs to us, or maybe you've got some farm fresh eggs that you could donate. But right now I can't get any. So, you know, and sometimes I can't get certain items from the food bank when I order. So any amount of money that you'd like to donate for the food pantry, or items that you'd like to donate, we would gladly accept. And, you know, we go through a lot of food here in a month.
And that was our Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you miss any part of our conversation, go to our website at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under our Let's Talk Guthrie County tab, and you'll see the archived version of this Let's Talk program.